Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month for August is ACTION. That's Action Medical Research for Children. And I'm joined again in the studio by Lindsay Wood, who's the Community Fundraising Manager for the East. Lindsay, hi.
Hi.
Just remind us, what is it that ACTION Medical Research does?
Yes, so ACTION Medical Research is the leading UK-wide charity saving and changing children's lives through medical research. We fund a broad range of cutting-edge medical research most likely to deliver real benefit to babies, children and young people.
So that can be across a range of illnesses, diseases, cancers, everything?
Everything, yep. Anything that affects children, we will look to fund. So asthma, epilepsy, cerebral palsy, cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, the list is endless.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as Community Fundraising Manager for the East, that sounds like a very big job. Tell us all about it. Tell us what you've been up to.
Yes, so I joined ACTION Medical Research in May this year. So I've been with the charity now for 3 months. My feet haven't touched the ground since I joined. It's been a very, very busy few months for me. I cover 10 counties, so I am always on the road. We have a number of things that have happened in the last 3 months, which I have been to and attended. But the biggest thing that I have been managing since I joined ACTION is our brand new charity partnership with the accountants Price Baileys. So right. We have been chosen as their charity of the year for the next 2 years. I've been providing lunch and learn sessions in their 6 offices across the East, so from Norwich to Cambridge, where their head office is based, as well as Bishop Stortford and a few others there as well. And they have their charity day coming up on the 21st of September, which will be a very busy day for us at ACTION. We have 15 committees in the East, so I have been visiting them. I've hit the I came into the charity at a very, very busy time. We have hit our cream tea season, so we have our national cream teas as well as our localised cream teas. Just something that we are very proud of. This year was a record breaking year for ACTION. We sold over 10,000 cream teas.
So how did you do that? Were you cutting up scones yourself and buttering them, or how did the scheme work?
We had a team of volunteers that would do that for us, so we had 10,000 boxes that we had to get together. We had an army of volunteers in one place over 2 days. We had our Tiptree jam delivered to the warehouse. We had our scones brought in and our Rhoda's cream as well, and these were all boxed up and shipped off to workplaces across across the UK.
That is a big logistical exercise.
It's very big. They're delivered by parcel force as well, so they're all very, it's like an operation, like a
goodness
military operation.
Me.
It is absolutely incredible. But to see, it took place on the 28th of June this year, and you could see through Twitter just the number of different workplaces that support ACTION on that one day. And the boxes cost £6, and it's just a wonderful thing for workplaces to get involved in each year, because one, they can, you know, spend their lunch break enjoying cream teas with their work colleagues, whilst also fundraising for ACTION and supporting these sick and vulnerable children and babies up and down the UK to hopefully find cures and treatments for various different conditions. Cream Teas this year has raised over £65,000
wow.
for ACTION Medical Research. So that's going to go a very long way in
that's
terms
not bad
of
for
funding
a couple of
research.
Days' work, is it?
It's not, no. And volunteers give such fantastic time to box these up as well. So thank you to all those volunteers involved. It was fantastic. And we have other smaller committees that do more localised cream teas. So they run ones which they box up and distribute within their local community as well. Stowmarket being just one, for example. I think this year they sold about 1,000 and delivered them themselves in their cars. And with the weather being the way it was, it was a very intense couple of days for them because the weather was very warm.
Yeah, bless them. That's excellent.
Yes. Yeah, so that was just one of the things that I have been involved in, as well as Price Bailey. We're also a massive cycling charity here at ACTION Medical Research. A lot of our income is generated through organising and running our own bike events. We have our Ride 100 series, which has about 8 or 9 different events up and down the UK. We have York coming up in just a few weeks, and we have our Essex 100 bike ride on the 2nd of September.
What does the 100
well.
Mean?
100, so it's actually 101 miles, but we do have two smaller routes. 101 miles, yes, that's for the pros out there.
Isn't
that,
it just?
That like to get that mileage up on their Garmins. It's quite a competitive sport to be involved in, but there's also a 46 and a 62 mile route as well.
For the lightweights.
So,
yeah.
For for those that like to like a more gentler a gentler cycle through the Essex countryside. So that takes place from Central Park in Chelmsford, and you go out through some of the nice parts of Essex. So Finchingfield and Great Sailing and Dunmo. There's feed stops along the way, which our Action volunteers will be volunteering at. So that's where you can get your cup of tea, your slice of cake. There's a lunch stop as well, where we will have cheese and biscuits. It's all very...
Sounds perfect.
Very lovely, yes. So, we're very lucky. We get support from local stores as well in terms of food donations, but we're always looking for more. So if anybody is local and able to support, obviously that is a massive help as well. And just to put these bike rides into perspective, our Suffolk Sunrise bike ride took place in May, 10 days after I started, I believe. It was, again, a very intense few days when I started Action, but we had over 600 bike riders from Framlingham College into the Suffolk countryside. And this bike ride has actually raised over £40,000 for Action as well. It's a very big operation for Action to manage, but it really does provide fantastic results. And again, if you look on social media and on the website and things, people really do get behind Action in these bike rides as well.
Excellent. So how about in the Cambridge area? Because it's no great feat for people from Cambridge to head out and do a Suffolk bike ride. That's easy. You can do that. But are there things closer to home?
There's lots of things closer to home that are happening. Obviously, Cream Teas will be taking place again in June next year. So do get on and register your interest if you'd like some Cream Teas delivered next June. We are also looking to develop some fundraising and support groups here in Cambridge. We have 8 research programmes currently taking place in Cambridge, in and around the Addenbrookes area, as well as the specialist units. As we all know, research generally tends to take place here in Cambridge in the east. So we just feel like it'd be a fantastic way to get some volunteers together to be able to generate some groups and to get some more volunteers in to look into enhancing our awareness and fundraising within schools, businesses, to take on speaker roles on our behalf. As I said earlier, I cover 10 counties, so I am kind of here, there and everywhere.
Sure.
I head up the east on my own. I'm a team of one at the moment, so I travel a fair few miles. So I am looking for some volunteers to help get involved. And by getting involved, you can look to do various different things. I will support you in any way possible. But we are looking to generate some fundraising events here in Cambridge. So family fun days, autumn dinners, cream teas. It'd be fantastic to get a cream tea operation going here in Cambridge, because there are a lot of businesses and a lot of people, I think, would really get behind it as well.
Right, yeah. What would you be looking for then if you need volunteers? What sort of things are you looking for?
Enthusiastic volunteers. So we need people that are willing to get behind Action, that are willing to go out there and to really enhance our charity. So talk to people about what Action does, get involved. We generally tend to find that a lot of people have got connections to the things in which that we fund.
Yeah.
So people who have had premature babies. I was actually speaking to a woman yesterday and she was actually born prematurely in the 1980s, and she was saying that she was born at 25 weeks, and you know that was a very difficult time for her parents, but she's come out of it strongly, and you know she has a few you know health complications, but nothing drastic. But again, you know, parents are facing premature births, unfortunately.
Sure.
Up and down the country every day. I think there's still about 60,000 babies born prematurely, so that's under 36 weeks still. And we are one of the UK is one of the most dangerous places to have a premature birth baby in the Western world, which seems completely crazy. So there's lots of things that we need to do, because we just don't understand why it happens in a lot of cases. You have preeclampsia, which obviously is one of the main reasons, but there's lots of other pregnancy complications that we need to fund research into. So by generating these volunteers, getting together like-minded people, it's a very social thing to be a part of our committees, one of which that's relatively local is our Peterborough committee. They run various different things, such as their golf day, which takes place in September, their casino night in March, and they run their PB lunch club. So these are for professional men and women within the Peterborough area. They have meetings once every quarter. These are attended by various different celebrities as well. I think the previous one that took place in June was attended by Sean from The Chase.
Oh,
so
yes.
The Dark right. Destroyer came and he shared his... career and everything, his education with the PB Lunch Club, which was very well received. He's had a very fantastic background and obviously now he's on the chase. So yeah, they're a really successful committee and they meet, you know, once every couple of months, I think, but as it gets closer towards the golf club, it is every week. But I mean, it generally depends on how these committees are formed and in which direction these committees want to go in. And that's what my job is, to be able to bring like-minded people together with a common interest of supporting Action Medical Research and just identifying opportunities to get involved, promote ourselves to businesses and companies. We're always looking for corporates to work with and volunteers can really help us to open those doors.
Okay. You've got stuff coming up and you've got Paddington written down in front of you. Tell me about Paddington.
Yes, we have Paddington. So Paddington is Action's big mascot. We was actually supported by Michael Bond, so Paddington's creator. Yeah, yeah. Yes, he was a big Action Medical Research fan prior to losing him quite a few years ago. But we're still allowed to use Paddington. He pops up every now and again. He is our brand identity for our Walk for Tiny Lives, which is our sponsored walk fundraising initiative that we run here at Action as well. We work with a number of organisations and corporates to organise sponsored walks up and down the country. We have our Paddington badge. Paddington pops up here, there and everywhere. And he's a fantastic asset to Action because he brings in thousands of new supporters each year, which in itself generates millions of pounds for us. So he, in his own right, is a very big global brand. And, you know, because of the films and everything, he's, you know, he is very big.
Still so very we have much to, of the moment, isn't
very
he?
Very much of the moment, yes. So we have to be very careful in the way that, you know, we use Paddington. But you know, he is still a big supporter of ours and we really do benefit from having him involved in Action.
Super. So, the immediate diary, what have you got lined up on the run-up to Christmas?
Oh, crikey, there's an awful lot going up in the run-up to Christmas. So my main focus at the moment is our Essex 100 bike ride that I mentioned previously. I'm also looking into organising our regional meeting that takes place in November. The one in November that actually takes place in Norwich, but we do have a regional meeting that takes place every March here in Cambridge.
Right.
It is our big regional meeting that is attended by local researchers as well as myself, and that's basically to give our local supporters the opportunity to hear an update about Action Medical Research, the work we're funding, as well as to hear from local researchers about how their research is going, some of which is ending, some of which is just starting, some of which is smack bang in the middle of their fundraising programme. So it's a very, very interesting thing to be a part of. And obviously do get in touch if you'd like to be kept on the mailing list about that. We are looking for people to take on a number of different challenges and events, you know, looking into the new year. So we have our London Marathon places, Ride London, which took place last week as well. And we're looking to have our biggest London to Paris bike ride next year as well. It's actually our 50th anniversary year of running London to Paris. So we are looking to have our biggest number of people sign up to that as well. So again, do get in touch if you're looking for that. But in the run up to Christmas, we have various different fairs and gift fairs that are taking place across the east. We have Spalding, we have Le Amani in the east taking place in November. So if you like these fairs and some fantastic locations, it's a great place to go and do your Christmas shopping. We are looking into various other different Christmas initiatives as well, hopefully within Cambridge as well. I do have some volunteers that have come forwards in the last few weeks, one of which he does work in a local lab, so that's really exciting. But yes, we're just looking to kind of get those together, work with our current committees and look for new and exciting opportunities with corporates and organisations here in Cambridge.
Okay, if people want to find out more, the website?
The website is www.action.org.uk, or you can drop me an email at lwood@action.org.uk.
Lindsay, it's been lovely to see you again. Thanks very much indeed. And it sounds like you've got a busy old time coming up.
A very busy time. Thank you very much for having me in, Neil. It was lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.